Good morning, everybody. My name is Julia Vendra, and I'm the sales support of Pollution, and I will be your host. Today, in the first episode of our new podcast, we want to talk about the challenges we have ahead for a greener future, starting by reducing pollution impact and monitoring the air concentration of harmful compounds. And of course, I couldn't do it without Eugenio Indrigo, expert manager here at Pollution. Eugenio, thank you for being here today.
Thanks to you, Julia, and thanks for your very nice presentation. I'm really excited to be here today and start this podcast series and talk to you about this very important topic.
I know, it's very exciting. And yes, so we can't wait to discuss the future of the environment and of our industry with our partners, allies, and supporters, both in the private and public sector. But today, we start talking about a white paper we recently published about the future of the environment. Do you want to tell us more and why it is so important?
Yeah, sure. As you said, we published this white paper called Challenges for a Greener Future in June. You can download the paper directly from our website if you're interested in. So in this paper, we wanted to highlight the importance of having analytical advancement and what will be new technologies that will help us in having a greener future. We wanted to make clear how our tomorrow might be and how it should be, especially during these hard times where an environmental crisis is very clear to everyone. So it's not a secret that the quality of air we breathe has a direct correlation with the quality of our lives. And a quick detection of the harmful compounds that are present in the air is enough to grant help in improving the quality of the environment and reducing the health risk for people. So in this paper, we wanted to stress this point specifically and show how our instrument could help in this goal.
I know, it's quite impressive the impact that the quality of the environment can actually have on our lives. As we know, the World Health Organization considered, for example, exposure to benzene, which is part of the VOC gases pollutant family, a major public health concern that can lead actually to several diseases, including cancer and leukemia. Benzene concentration is regulated by both European Air Quality Directive 2008/50/EC and by the Occupational Safety and Health Organization in the US. Eugenia, what do you think? How can we protect ourselves from this exposure and what can we do?
Yeah, so obviously there are many pollutants out there. Human beings are releasing many kinds of toxic compounds in the air, in the water, in the soil. So within all these compounds, we wanted to talk about benzene and VOCs, as you said. VOCs stand for volatile organic compounds, so are compounds that have very low boiling point at room temperature, so they basically evaporate and they stay in the air, so we can breathe these compounds. Benzene, let's start on understanding what benzene is. So benzene is a colorless and flammable liquid with a sweet odor. This is used in many chemical operations. So it is among the 20 most widely used chemicals in the United States. It comes from oil, and basically it's a building block that is used for many processes. It can be used to produce plastics, rubber, dyes, many drugs and pesticides that are put in our fields or that we basically eat.
It's basically everywhere.
Everywhere, Yeah, as a chemist, I see all the connections between these building blocks and something that maybe people think that is safe at all. But yeah, maybe the stuff that you are taking is coming from something that is quite actually dangerous as benzene. Benzene is known to cause cancer. There are plenty of evidence right now. Many studies have been published in recent years, and even not even recent years. It's clear that benzene directly links with cancer, and especially leukemia and cancer of the blood cells. So it's very critical to get a precise understanding of what is the benzene concentration in the air. to get a safer environment for everyone. So in the paper, in the white paper we published, we wanted to highlight this point and to tell how critical it is to supply real-time data that are reliable, precise, and readily available on cloud.
Yeah, time is key, isn't it?
Time is key, exactly. And each person should be allowed to check what's the air quality around his neighborhood. So this kind of data needs to be public and needs to be shared with everyone.
And updated constantly, yeah, as you were saying.
Exactly, updated constantly. People need to know that. And to do this is not an easy task. You need advanced analytical instruments. So we really underlined that a quick detection of harmful compounds and a consequent counteraction will be a great help in reducing health risk for people. So you need to know what the concentration is, you need to act quickly, you need to put people on a safe side. And the population needs to know this. But however, as you can imagine, something like that, a real-time monitoring of pollutants around big industrial sites or inside our cities, it's a very hard task. It's very hard to achieve due to the changing weather conditions and due to all different things that can happen in the real world outside due to the very widespread area of interest. So this is why standard analyzers that have been used in the lab bulky analyzers that have been in the market, they are not suitable for this type of new application. And going on in the future, there will be even more challenges. So this is why we need a technological advancement.
Yeah, there are so many factors to take into account. It's definitely quite challenging. In the paper, you mentioned the work you are doing with pollution analytical equipment about this. For example, the real-time integrated monitoring system in the city of Taranto in the south of Italy.
Yeah, absolutely, Giulia. Thanks for mentioning that. We really work hard on this because, as I said before, time is key and the necessity of tracing in real time the pollution is a life-changing event. So we wanted to be a leader on this. We have been working on it and we managed to develop a new type of analyzer, which we call PIXIS GC. It's a gas chromatograph. So it's an analyzer that has been in the market for many years. I mean, chemists know this type of technology since decades, but it was more a laboratory analyzer instrument that has been put in a bench and stays there, used by skilled technicians. Instead, this type of analyzers that monitors benzene and other compounds in ambient air, it's a standalone unit. Basically, it's portable, can work with batteries, and can stay there on the field with no intervention by skilled technicians.
Quite a change, isn't it?
If you have a change like that, this means that you can get new applications, like the one that you mentioned in Taranto. So the city of Taranto, there is a critical situation with pollution. This critical situation is caused by a huge smelter industry and refineries with all the industrial harbor that is connected to them. And these facilities are placed next to various neighborhoods for a total impact area of 20 square kilometers, huge area. Can you imagine putting a bench lab analyzer out there? It could be.
Yeah, quite impossible.
But with the new PIXIS, we managed to place several analyzers around the industrial fence line in specified critical spots in the city, for example, outside hospitals, outside schools. And also, we managed to put these analyzers on boats. So you can monitor the benzene all along the coastline and match this data together with weather reports, logistic and industrial operation. All this data together allows you to acquire a very precise picture of the air quality.
Yeah, many instruments that you have in your hands to analyze the situation.
Exactly. So they are also connected to other type of analyzers which are called e-noses, basically are electronic noses that can detect toxic and harmful compounds in the air. So there's a huge amount of data. But right now, with the new computer softwares and calculation, this can be, it's easy to do. So big data will be the future also in fighting the pollution. So we have a map overlay, each map with different information on it about the boats that are going in and out the refinery, about the concentration of pollutants, about the weather, the rain. All this data is matched together. And this is a great tool that gives all information needed by control agencies or the government in order to acquire a very precise picture. As you said, and as we already said before, time is key. So having this type of picture, real time, and having a look at what's going on in the air means that if at some point the level of benzene rises above a certain limit, you can react quickly. You can put in process some counteraction. You can tell people to stay safe in their houses, and people have the possibility to look at this data real time. So this is a life-changing possibility. This is an innovative solution that has been made possible just by technological advancement that we as pollution analytical equipment want to keep forward. It's not just about benzene, you know. I mean, we get this type of approach also on other topics. For example, we have another instrument, which is called Polaris, Polaris FID, which stands for flame ionization detector. And this is used to monitor the VOCs, so the volatile organic compounds that are emitted by stacks. So any incinerator, any combustion process, any refinery that emits gas in the atmosphere.
Think how many there are out there. So it's actually a huge impact.
Yes, it's a huge impact. And having a portable analyzer like this one means that you can have a quicker analysis. It's time and cost saving, and also means that the workmen, the people that has to climb the chimney and stay there to actually monitor the emission, is in a safer spot because he has to carry only a very small instrument and not a very bulky analyzer, all the gas cylinders.
So once again, the fact that it's portable is actually quite a game changer.
Absolutely. We really wanted to work hard on this, and we are developing different solutions based on this concept.
Well done. Is a very hot topic at the moment. And if you think about the future of the environment in general, these are very difficult times. The world is facing a tremendous challenge in reducing the impact of pollution and of climate change. In August 2021, the latest reports on the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, I believe you've heard of that, has been published. The report, prepared by 234 scientists from 66 countries, highlights that human influence has warmed the climate at a range that is unprecedented in at least the last 2,000 years. Would you believe that? The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres' comment was nothing less than a code red for humanity. The alarm bells are deafening, and the evidence is irrefutable. Eugenio, what do you think? Is it too late now?
Well, I read that report, or at least a part of it, because it's a very huge work. Was amazing to see what scientists together can do. So many people working on the same topic, sharing information, and giving more information also to the government. Because this report that has been published a few months ago, now many governments have started really to believe that climate change is reality. They've been talking about this since many years, 20 at least, but at the beginning was maybe not well received from public opinion and government. Right now, as the UN Secretary General said, is a code red.
It's not happening. Yes, exactly. It's under everyone's eyes. So
exactly. It's clear. It has to be clear to everyone. So yeah, it was very worrying and disturbing to read that paper, but I do not think that it's too late. We are just very close, but there is still a small window where we can act. There's a small window to work on. And as these scientists showed that together they managed to put all this information, I also believe that with a shared effort and precise political policies and smart investments, both from the public and private sector, then we can manage to also overcome this test. You know, humanity has often faced tremendous challenges. So this one is just a bigger one. And I believe that together we can give a proper solution to this huge problem. We have incredible available technologies. The world has never been so connected. So in theory, we have all the tools that we need to overcome this problem.
I totally agree with you. It's very important to act now and act fast. There is still much to do. And as many people say, there is not planet B, right? But thanks to all the technology advantages that we had and all the studies and the fact that communicating now is so fast and easy, I agree with you. Of course, there is still hope. So, Eugenio, thank you for the chat and for being with us. The work you and your team are doing is not just important, but also impressive.
Thanks, Julia. Yes, I mean, we and Pollution Analytical Equipment is really actively involved in this process. So we believe that there's very much we can do, and we are trying to give right tools to the people, to the government, to the control agencies, in order to, you know, solve this huge problem that we have. So thanks to you and to this, to have this chance to talk about this topic. And it's been very interesting. Thanks.
Thanks to you. So yeah, definitely this topic is an issue that we need to talk about more and more often, as much as we can, because it's actually something that is important to all of us. As I was saying, there is no planet B. So I think that's it for today. Thank you very much. You can follow up our initiative on our website, pollution.it. And if you're interested in reading our white paper, you can find it on our website. Thank you for having been with us today, and talk to you soon.
This podcast is sponsored by podcastfarm.co, leader in business podcast productions.